heartfelt greetings, divine soul, sending love and blessings for your journey of trust. Now that you have been introduced to the trust drill in the previous lesson, it's time to witness the transformative power it holds. This lesson is an invitation to revisit and reinvigorate your practice. Regardless of the challenges you may face, embrace the sacred trust code fully, and you will uncover the treasures that lie within you, leading to a life filled with joy and profound fulfillment. Trust in the process and watch as your commitment to this practice unlocks new insights and profound peace. Celebrate this journey and let the miracles unfold. Miracles often happen in the blink of an eye, transforming our lives in unimaginable ways when we anchor ourselves in deep trust. Even during challenging times, even in a short space of time, so much can change. Don't let minor things stop you from applying the sacred trust code. I invite you to go back to your notes and start practicing or keep practicing. The practice was very important in my life. When practicing the sacred trust code, you may encounter several challenges. You might struggle with relying on external solutions, thinking a quick fix will solve everything. Self-doubt and mistrust caused by past traumas may also hinder your progress. Overthinking about whether you're doing the drill correctly can create unnecessary anxiety. Maintaining consistency amidst life's commitments can be tough. And you might face resistance to change as the practice challenges long-held beliefs and habits. Recognizing these challenges and understanding their sources, that is crucial. Use the principles of the sacred trust code to work through them and continue your journey with courage and commitment. You might also think that this practice can only be applied to small problems but not to serious issues you're facing. This mindset can keep you stuck, running around in circles without making any real progress, leaving you in the same place as you were 5 years ago. By engaging fully with this course, you'll move away from this unproductive cycle. You'll start to feel a profound sense of peace and relaxation, free from the constant knot in your stomach. As you embrace this practice, you'll experience positive changes in your life, things that will make you truly happy. People will notice your transformation. They'll come to you for advice and wonder at your newfound calmness. Take one step of courage. This can lead to a life filled with peace, joy, and meaningful change. During my cancer recovery, I found myself in a deep funk. Every day felt like an uphill battle, and I lacked the energy and motivation to do anything. I didn't want to engage in any spiritual practice. I didn't want to socialize, and I didn't want to leave my room. I just wanted to sit by my window and stare out, feeling the weight of my situation pressing down on me. One day, as I sat there, I remembered a saying in our wisdom practice, "If you take one step of courage, then God will give you a thousandfold help. It struck a chord with me. The idea of taking a full step felt overwhelming, but then I had a thought. If one step brings a thousandfold help, maybe half a step brings 500, and a quarter step brings 250. It was a revelation. I didn't need to take a full step. I could just start with just a quarter. So I decided to take one small courageous step each day. On the first day, I simply got out of bed and sat down and kept remembering, I, the soul, am breathing through this body. The next day, I added a short walk around my room while remembering God loves me, the soul. No matter what, God loves me. Each day, I did one small thing, something that required just a little bit of courage. Some days, it was as simple as sitting quietly and focusing on being a soul, a luminous being of light. These small steps began to accumulate. I started feeling a shift within myself. Each quarter step built upon the last, and slowly I noticed a change. My energy began to return and my spirit lifted. The cumulative effect of these small actions was profound. The saying proved true. Each small step brought me more help and more strength from God than I could have imagined. Through this process, I learned the incredible power of taking small steps. By changing one simple thing each day, I found my way out of the funk and back into life. It was a journey of many small steps, each one bringing me closer to recovery and wholeness. The biggest problems I see is that people often know what to do, but never apply it. Or they don't finish what they start. Or they need something more knowledge, another course, a different retreat. They're constantly seeking external solutions while completely ignoring the diamonds they are already sitting on. This reminds me of the story of Acres of Diamonds, which beautifully illustrates how we often overlook the wealth and opportunities that lie right beneath our feet. The Acres of Diamonds story is a true story, quote unquote, and tells of an African farmer who heard tales about other farmers who had all made millions by discovering diamond mines. These tales so excited the farmer that he could hardly wait to sell his farm and go prospecting for diamonds himself. He sold the farm and spent the rest of his life wandering the African continent, searching unsuccessfully for the gleaming gems that brought such high prices on the markets of the world. Finally, worn out and in a fit of despondency, he threw himself into a river and drowned. Meanwhile, the man who had bought his farm happened to be crossing the small stream on the property one day, when suddenly there was a bright flash of blue and red light from the stream bottom. He bent down and picked up a stone. It was a good-sized stone, and admiring it, he brought it home and put it on his fireplace mantle as an interesting curiosity. Several weeks later, a visitor picked up the stone, looked closely at it, hefted it in his hand, and nearly fainted. He asked the farmer if he knew what he'd found. When the farmer said no, that he thought it was a piece of crystal, The visitor told him he had found one of the largest diamonds ever discovered. The farmer had trouble believing that. He told the man that his creek was full of such stones, not all as large as the one on the mantle, but sprinkled generously throughout the creek bottom. The farm the first farmer had sold, so that he might find a diamond mine, turned out to be one of the most productive diamond mines on the entire African continent. The first farmer had owned, free and clear, acres of diamonds, but he had sold them for practically nothing in order to look for them elsewhere. What this story illustrates is that we have to realize the treasure we are sitting on. O divine souls, you are sitting on acres of diamonds. These are the amazing benefits of doing the sacred trust code. By engaging fully with this course, you will uncover a treasure trove of transformative experiences. Imagine the knot in your stomach disappearing, waking up without anxiety, and freeing your mind from endless unproductive arguments. You'll enjoy better relationships, increased confidence, and emotional resilience. Your focus will sharpen, bringing greater productivity and joy into your daily life. Decision-making will become clearer and more aligned with your true self, and even your physical well-being will improve. Embrace these diamonds and let them enrich your life. To truly maximize these benefits, remember these key principles. Success is guaranteed if you remember two things. One, have a very high aim. The aim shouldn't be merely to get rid of anxiety and fear. Instead, it should be to experience soul silence, deep joy, love, power. Have an exalted aim for your day and life. Two, the sacred trust code does not work on things outside of your control. It will only work on what is your business. Before I end, I want to share how best to look at trust and finding liberation from our fears and anxieties. Think of trust as a super comfortable chair. For the chair to be stable, all four legs should be well secured and balanced. These are the four legs. 1. Having a clear aim. 2. Having a clear practice. 3. Feeling enthusiastic and inspired. And 4. Having the determination to consistently practice. When faced with challenging situations, we shouldn't lose our practice or determination. Never let go of it. Pick at least one practice from any of the lessons and keep doing it. It will work. We need to put determination in our minds and not weaken our thoughts over trivial matters. Remember, you are the creator of your thoughts. When we generate weak thoughts like I can't do it, I don't have time, or random excuses, we weaken our own thoughts over trivial matters. Don't sweat the small stuff. Think of every challenging situation as soil where you can plant your sacred trust code. Practice and water it with your awareness, and beauty and transcendence will bloom beautifully in your life. As we come to the end of this journey together, I want to thank you for your commitment and courage. Trust in yourself, trust in the process, and trust in the limitless potential within you. You have everything you need to create a life filled with peace, joy, and deep fulfillment. Keep practicing, keep believing, and keep shining your light. With heartfelt gratitude and best wishes for your continued growth and success. Here's a blessing for you until we connect again. Transformation. You sit peacefully in the chrysalis, allowing transformation to take its course. You trust that each moment will bring you closer to becoming a beautiful butterfly. You emerge with courage and strength, for you have undergone an awe-inspiring journey. Om Shanti, I am peace.